Strixie Mix are walking away from the mechanic shop after a tense negotiation. Doric has been able to get the Claudite's ship released with only paying the small difference and not having to pay a huge amount to get that ship released. So that ship is being unlocked and I don't know, being valeted out or probably just there for them to get. Are you guys heading back to Lick's sports bar or are there other errands that our favorite Mandalorian wants to do?
In a backwater town like this, probably not. No offense to Big and Little Waiku, but
it's truly they really need to up the tourist game or maybe put an attraction. I mean, they got the betting hall, but really, there's not really much to do here.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, well, hey, gambling is one of the easiest businesses to set up. All you need to do is have a game that's rigged and a big guy to punch people when they say the game is rigged.
I mean, I guess if we're going to lean into the Western aesthetic, there'd be a gambling hall and probably a brothel. You know, the two oldest professions, gambling and, you know, brotheling. So Doric and Trixie make their way back to Lick's sports bar. And as you go in, Trixie will say,
So all that back there, is that how you usually operate? Because I'm an under the radar type person and you seem to be very, I don't know if the saying's above the radar. I don't want gunfights. I just want to ship stuff and not get shot.
I understand. I don't exactly choose to do things that way. I mean, it usually ends up that way, but that's, how do I say this politely? My associates have a tendency of making interesting decisions, and I'm kind of stuck getting along with them. But,
The Lasat did draw first, so I will say at least we could say it was self-defense if he ended up having to kill a whole room full of people. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's better.
I mean, look, yeah, it was his choice to do it. I mean, I would have been happy just walking in. You know, I will be perfectly honest with you. I was kind of hoping that we would walk in, you would be able to negotiate with him, and just we'd be off with that. But I mean, this worked out too, you know.
So I am going to be getting off world probably in the next day or so if I can't get any more passengers or steerage. Are you still flying with me or are you going with the shape changers over there?
I don't think their ship necessarily has room. I think I'm going... You didn't seem particularly interested in the, what's the word? Entering cis space sort of thing. So... I'll ask them to sort of follow behind us. We'll stop by Eriadu. I have to make some arrangements, and then after that, it's really your choice.
All right. I'm just trying to be, you know, a spoober, just space Uber. It's all we're trying to do here. Get people places and get paid for it.
Yeah. You know something about Uber. I hear that the way that he got his position on that interstellar throne of his is he assassinated all of the competing rideshare company operators.
The rideshare wars? That was... I mean, no one talks about it because there's this whole Sith Jedi thing, but the rideshare wars, definitely the number two war of our generation.
Oh, did you hear about what happened on New Davitonia?
Brother against brother. It was bloody and sad. I don't know how they recovered. But you say about those plucky, short, round bastards, they do like their money.
Anyway, so screen wipe.
Exactly. So she will go to... Since she's already made her bets, she will go to her ship, which we still haven't named yet, but we'll get to that. And we'll leave Doric at Lick's. The Claudites are kind of sitting there still, looking kind of down, just slowly drinking a pitcher. Heads down, and they kind of look over and they see you back so soon, and they don't look happy. They're like, oh, you just see them shaking their heads like, oh, he didn't do it. He, you know, he wussed out.
So Dork walks through the bar, sort of stepping deftly past Toydarian, walks over to the table, and pulls from one of the pouches on his suit, plops these key the equivalent of the keys down on the table.
And they just look. They look up at you, and they look at all their eyes go back and forth, and
did you kill them all?
No.
Well, did you hurt, cut, maim, flame any of them? They seem pretty set on not giving our ship back.
I can be very convincing. He gestures vaguely towards the blaster pistol on his belt.
That classic kind of Western movement where you kind of move the side open and you just see the
blaster. Yeah, he like pulls the cloak back just a little bit.
Yeah, the eyes dart at the blaster, which again out here is, you know, something they probably haven't seen. This is the equivalent of them having a six shooter and you showing up with like a 45 caliber Desert Eagle. And they just go,
oh, thank you so much. Hey, come on, what do we owe you? What do we owe you?
Well, I, consideration of a job offer for one.
Okay.
While we take a walk out here, where he glances at the droid's ears aren't there. Do droids have ears? He says to himself. Very coolly, he sort of he turns around and his cape like swishes, and he thinks to himself, "I'm getting pretty good at this." I've watched Skip do this trick like 20,000 times, and I think it's finally starting to rub off.
Now I'm picturing that Skip back at whatever on whatever ship you're on, whatever hotel you're at, just practicing turning, looking at Dork. Better? Worse? Better?
Do the old over-the-shoulder one again. I think it's got sort of a rugged model sort of vibes. Be careful! So careful whipping your lackey back and forth. You're gonna get bruises again.
So you're gonna lead them like out of the bar? Are you looking for like a VIP room type situation?
Oh no, he's leading them out of the bar. He doesn't trust this bar not to spy on people in the VIP room.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, so yeah, you guys will, the three Claudites will pay their tab and make their way out onto the street following Dork. I forget, how tall is Dork?
Dork is unusually tall. He is I forget the exact height, but he is like high 6 foot. He is unusually tall for like a human.
Okay, so these Claudites, we'll say, are definitely smaller, probably around that 5'5", 5'8" ish. To me, as a tall person, short, but I guess that's average for most people. So it's like, you know, typical height of a person. So they definitely are being dwarfed by you. And you guys find yourself on that unpaved street. Oh, as I'm looking up here, using the interweb, Claudites are 1.8 meters tall. So yes, they would be shorter than you. Again, 1.8 meters is, yeah, about, like I said, about 5'5". Look at me almost being a professional. So Dork, you are standing out there on this not so much super busy street, but people are moving about, as we described earlier. This town, people tend to keep to themselves, so no one's really making eye contact. It's kind of, you walk looking at the ground in front of you just to get to where you're going and not to get caught up in anyone else's business. So no one's really paying much attention to the four of you. So it probably, you could easily walk down the middle of the thoroughfare or try to find a quiet place.
Yeah, Dork, still wearing like the big desert heat dissipating cloak, will walk, sort of leads these Claudites down turns into an alleyway and another alleyway. Keeps his sort of eyes peeled for anybody following, and leans back against the wall. All right, you seem like fairly what's the word? Tries to think of the word that Skip would use in this situation. You seem like a set of highly skilled fellows, really reliable compatriots. Patriots, who wonders to himself.
So yeah, they kind of look at each other and kind of like, you see that they kind of like smile. They definitely enjoy the compliment.
Right. Now, I'm going to make a pitch to you. I have a mission for you, an offer for you. I understand you might not initially like the idea of this offer, but I just want you to hear me out. How would you react to the idea of, infiltrating Sith space? A heavily armored forge world called Malachor, for example.
You see that all three of their eyes kind of dart back and forth amongst each other. And right away, two of them start shaking their head no at the one in the middle, the one that's been doing most of the talking. And he looks at both of his friends and goes,
"What's the reason?"
A very good friend of mine, someone I respect very deeply, I think he did something bad a long time ago. And whatever it is, I think the Sith Empire is planning to use it, and I don't think that's going to end up very nicely for, anyone who's not part of the Empire. Like, say, any Claudite colonies hanging around. Or places like this. From what I understand, the Sith Empire, not very big on scum and villainy. Really don't like wretched hives like that hanging around.
Nah. They like their order. They like the control. They like their control. Like, Big Little Leku here. And if the Sith win, they probably have their days numbered there. And heck, if the Jedi win, they probably don't like us either. Well, I guess the Jedi won't kill us outright, though. I guess that's a plus.
Now, of course, if you were to go to this heavily armored forge world, there'd probably be a lot of very valuable military equipment just lying around. For a thing you could sell for a pretty reasonable price.
So tell me, this friend of yours, what do you do? Because, believe it or not, we're not into helping murderers. Oh, them slave traders. Yeah, we're not about that. We're not about that old oppression stuff. That just don't fly with us. And I'm sorry to say, if that's what your friend was doing, then he had what was coming to him.
If you're not about helping murderers, you're in the wrong place. I'll tell you this. He's a good man. I've known him for years, and whatever he did, we can put a stop to it. We can prevent it from moving forward.
They kind of turn to each other.
Hey, yo, we just finished a job. Look, we just finished a job. You made a promise. See, you said we could go home after this. We gotta stop doing this. We don't need to get caught up in everybody's business. Hey, I got kids. I haven't seen them in months. Oy, and my wife, she's gonna kill me.
Then the other one is,
hey, yo, and I got my dog. Oh, my dog's been in the kennel. I don't know if it's gonna remember me. I just gotta get home to my pooch.
And the one that has been doing all the talking, like, just nodding and nodding. And goes,
okay.
And he takes the equivalent of, like, me saying, whatever keys or whatever thing, hands it to the two of them and goes,
go home. Look, this is something I have to do.
And they all look at him and just,
You're crazy. You're playing loco.
And they just turn and walk away. So the one Claudite is there and watches his friends walk away and turns back to Doric and goes,
"Look, they're in it for the money. And me, I don't want to say I'm doing it for a higher calling, but, you know, because I'm not that presumptuous. But for the right cause, the right person, I'll use my powers. For the right person, for the right cause, I'll use my powers. But just know, it comes with a great responsibility, you see. And look, if your friend is who you say he is and what they say they are and all that, then you can count me in. I'm your man. Oh, my name? My name is Rolsat Zam. Rolsat Zam, at your service."
"Well, nice to meet you, Rolsat. Doric, I can't say that I blame your friends, but, thank you." And he puts out his arm in, like, the sort of V-shape you use for arm wrestling, and he offers his hand.
Yeah, so he'll take the handshake, or the arm shake, or however you want to call it, and
he grips his hand, and faster than he can, he pulls it in for a hug and says, "Hat ija jai."
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you, I guess.
It's through Zonovision. It's an old way of doing things.
Oh, whoa. You really are one of the Mandalorians. Not just some geek in the armor. That's impressive.
I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm sure. There's not a lot of people I think could get a hold of this armor. I mean, maybe some of the lower quality stuff, but yeah. I'm more or less the real deal. Less real than some other ones, but good enough.
Yeah, well, you were doing that without the helmet, and I met some that had the whole helmet thing all kind of weedy about it. You know, one of those, yeah, you know, you know,
I don't take my helmet off.
Oh, those guys. I mean, look, there are different ways of living out the code. A lot of Mandalorians, if they're out there and they're not part of the Crusade, there's an understanding that you are the helmet. You are representing all of Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are a little more pragmatic about that sort of thing. Especially if, they've spent a lot of time off Mandalore, let's say. A lot of time going into places where it's not necessarily an advantage to be a masked, threatening figure. I mean, I probably am always kind of a threatening figure. I mean, he sort of gestures at his tight. You know what I mean. Doric pauses and thinks to himself, "Was I this talkative before? Maybe it might be the months of solitude in an RV that's making me chat so much."
Yeah, and Rolsat will just go.
"Yeah, okay, well, you know, you do you, but that seems kind of off. Like, how do you, you know, kiss your bride, and how do you, like, drink your blue milk? You know, not everything has to be done with a straw, you see. But hey, and all that's to say that, you know, I'm kind of the opposite. I try to stay in the shadows, try not to be noticed. Well, you guys, y'all, you know, all pretty showy with the shiny armor and the bling and the pow pow and the kapow and the sheen sheen boom boom. You know what I mean? You know, and with all that, you know, just being you and just being there, your presence, it sends a message. You know, it sends a big message, the bigger your pistol and the shinier armor, I'm sure.
Cheapest message there is.
Yeah, so enlighten me. The whole gap with the armor thing, is that like a religious thing? Is that like an honor thing? Like, you know, I don't want to be, you know, presumptuous or too intrusive or a jerk or anything, but I'm just asking. Yeah, and all that. And, you know, really, I don't know what you alls are. Y'all's a mystery to me. I don't get it. But, you know, religion, philosophy, hey, enlighten me.
We are a culture, a way of life, and an organization. An organization in the way that a thousand different feudal families is an organization. Do you have, I know you've talked about there's a way of doing things, and he is now sort of headed out of the alleyway.
I imagine this is a walk and talk situation.
Yeah, real Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, we're not talking fast enough. Yeah. I'd have to speed this up to 1.35 speed or something to be Aaron Sorkin.
Anyway, the thing I was now, you mentioned there's sort of a way of doing things among the Claudites. Were there people who took things a little more strenuously?
Yeah, when you look at my family, it's kind of one of those weird gaps between, you know, one side wanting to do, who are wanting to do it more, you know, traditional. They're more the traditional Wowzers. Whereas, you know, me, I'm more of a latter-day Wowzer. And so, we all family, but we all view things a little bit differently.
Dork nods very slowly. Understandable. Well, it's sort of like, I imagine when Wowzers go to holy war, you dress up a little bit, you know, you keep the symbols on.
You wear the red and the green with the blue jumper?
Yeah, it's Resonare. When you are out fighting, you don't take the helmet off in front of your enemies. And for a lot of Mandalorians, they are always out fighting when they are out.
I just like this visual of these Claudites have been sitting there talking to you this whole time, dressed in red and green shirts with blue overalls on. And like the other two were wearing the red and the blue because they're, you know, they're the original Wowzers, but he's a latter day Wowzer. So he's wearing the green and the blue.
He's wearing the yellow.
Well, no, that's a whole different other thing. Those are the Mausers. That's when you flip it upside down and they went with the M instead of the W for some reason. Those are Mausers. And those guys are just dicks. But I mean, he is. He's wearing the green and the blue, and it's that mentality of being,
like he says, it's a thing we have where you are the second player in the thing of life and your job is to assist. That's why we wear the green. It's the color of the second. And when you can help the first player
and he looks at you,
then you're clearly the first player of this game that we all are playing. And my job is simply to assist.
Dork sort of stops in his tracks for a moment. We sort of see a close up of his face as he is looking sort of at nothing. And he brushes his fingers up to his face to brush away some sand. And we think we see a tiny glint of moisture on his fingertips. It's bit of a change of pace. Listen, I'm going to get you out of this alive by the end of this. I promise.
So, if anything happens to me, I just know that when I make it to the end screen, that if I want to come back, I just hold my A, and he puts his fist like an almost like an ASL A to his chest, and I'll hold on to that, and that will start me again, and I'll be back from the beginning.
That's a beautiful way to look at it. All right, let's go.
I just hope somewhere right now Velvet is smiling. All right, so you guys are walking out of there. You're having this walk and talk moment, and you guys, maybe Rollstock's giving you a little rundown of the differences between traditional Wowzerist and latter-day Wowzer. And are you guys heading back to meet up with Trixie? Or, I mean, she said it was going to take like a day or so. Are you heading back to your Winnebago? What's the plan for this basic free day that you have?
I think he's heading back to the Winnebago to get it. Oh, wait. Yeah, he's going to drive the Winnebago over to the ship and then help out with the unloading.
Sure. Rollstock will...
Hey, yo, so, yeah, I'm going to pop on over to our ship and get my stuff before, you know, my cousins take off and leave on the ship. And then once I get my stuff, I'll meet you over there. Do you need me to pick up any supplies or anything? Want some extra blue milk, some chips, some polish, some gun oil, some bantha poodle? What, I don't know what you want. Yeah, what do you need? You need extra ice for some beverages? You, I don't know. What are you, a sweet and salty guy? You in more in your protein? What?
He thinks back to being on a space trip with Skip and Anarchy and having to stop over for snacks. As if you've got any snacks, grab a couple.
You know, over there they got a pretty good snack aisle right now, and you know, so they got little crunchy things or gummy things or sweet things or zingy things or like super spicy things or
anything that won't give me a disease.
Oh, you like stuff off world? Yeah, that makes sense. That's fine. Tell you what, I'll just handle it. I'll get some stuff. It's fine.
So he'll disappear and run off to get his meager supplies and stuff. You get your RV over to the area where Trixie Mix is tending to her ship. Again, it's one of those, it's a freighter. Probably, again, bulky more than stylish or streamlined. It's clearly just for transporting, so this is not something you would take into war. It has, you know, the guns that it needs for basic defense. Probably mostly for like blasting asteroids out of the way and that kind of stuff. This is not a war vehicle of any kind. She has some droids milling about, tending to it, you know, doing the regular droid maintenance, refilling whatever, tightening bolts, soldering on pieces that I might have broken or fallen off, that kind of jazz.
Well, I've got one person following. So, oh, okay. Smaller berth, I guess.
Are they paying for steerage, or are you paying for them?
They're boarding. Yeah. Perfect. I like a man with money.
You might like some of my friends, then. I'll make sure to keep us in touch.
So, Iridu, huh? Why are we heading there?
Well... there's a couple friends, not as many as I would like at the moment, but, certain sort of resources. I mean, look, it's very obvious that you think I'm insane for what I'm trying to do, but I'm not quite so insane that I'm, you know, gonna go out without buying up as much firepower as I can first.
So this is, you're on a suicide run?
No, I don't want to die, but I know what I've got to do. Can't not do it.
It's one of those honor things, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, listen, I don't think any less of you for not being honorable. I have plenty of perfectly fine friends who are completely dishonorable.
Well, I won't rat you out to the Sith. I'll say that much.
Never was going to ask.
Well, we're just, you know, we don't know each other. I'm just letting you know I'm not that type of person. I'm not about collecting bounties or any of that kind of stuff. I, again, under the radar. So we're going to be heading out of here in the morning. I'm just going to go make some last bets. Maybe see if that one of those Tordarians is up for a little you know, nightcap or something. I've got a bucket list and those little buggers are on it. So I will see you in the morning. Are you going to sleep in your Winnebago or are you going to visit one of these fine establishments to work off some steam or what have you?
Dork, for a moment, legitimately does not seem to understand what she's asking. He just sort of glances over. I imagine there's like the little pit droid sort of working on unloading the ship, and he glances at her and he says, "You trust those things?"
As much as I paid for them, I definitely do.
Fair enough. I may drive in, but I'm sleeping in the RV. So what? Hope you break even.